We appreciate the courtesy of the makers of Spry, sponsors of Aunt Jenny's Real Life Stories, in relinquishing their program today in order for us to bring you the following special broadcast.
This is the White House. Each year on October 11, the United States commemorates the death of Brigadier General Kazimierz Pulaski, the Polish hero of the American Revolution, who died in the Battle of Savannah, October 11, 1779. This year, this commemoration is of special significance to Polish Americans, as the General Pulaski celebrations are being combined with the ceremonies of transferring the remains of a Polish hero of the war between the states, General Waldemir Chrzanowski, from Brooklyn to the National Cemetery at Arlington. Speaking from the White House, in commemoration of Pulaski Day and the memorial services attendant to the reinterment ceremonies honoring Brigadier General Waldemir Chrzanowski, we present for yours the President of the United States.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Ambassador, ladies and gentlemen, in the epic struggle of the human race to govern itself, Poland, for centuries, has been the champion of freedom. Through stress and storm, whether her sun shone brightly or suffered long through temporary eclipse, she has ever fought to hold aloft the torch of human liberty. Because we hold this ideal of liberty in common, ours has been a long and unbroken friendship with the people of Poland. From the days of our struggle to achieve nationhood, unbroken by any rift through the century and a half of our life as a nation, the American people and the people of Poland have maintained a friendship based on this common spiritual ideal. General Chrzanowski, whose patriotism we commemorate today, is another link to bind us to the people from which he came in the full tide of youthful promise when shadows lay over the land that gave him birth. It is a high privilege to bear witness to the debt that this country owes to men of Polish blood. Gratefully, we acknowledge the services of those intrepid champions of human liberty, Pulaski and Kosciuszko, whose very names are watchwords of freedom and whose deeds are part of the imperishable record of American independence. Out of the past, they speak to us to bid us guard the heritage which they helped to bestow. They and the millions of other men and women of Polish blood who have united their destinies with those of America, whether in the days of colonial settlement, in our own war for independence, in the hard struggle out of which emerged our national unity, in the great journeyings across the western plains to the slopes of the Pacific, on farm or in town or in city, through all of our history, they have made their full contribution to the upbuilding of our institutions and the fulfillment of our national life. These are the thoughts and reflections that come to mind today as we consign to Arlington National Cemetery the honored dust of a son of Poland who faithfully served the country of his adoption. General Chrzanowski was the embodiment of the Polish ideal of liberty. Into the making of that ancient ideal had gone the struggles and the vicissitudes of 1,000 years of Polish national life. He whom we honor today, no less than those of his blood and kindred, who preceded him to America, or who followed him to our shores, brought to us and with us became partakers in a common aspiration of freedom. Neither time nor distance could erase from stout Polish hearts the memory of our glorious struggle for liberty. A struggle which happily ended in our own day and generation in the restoration of Poland to nationhood and to her rightful place as a sovereign state. As we sympathized in her aspirations to freedom, so we rejoice in her attainment of independence. We as a nation seek spiritual union with all who love freedom. Of many bloods and of diverse national origins, we stand before the world today as one people, united in a common determination. That determination is to uphold the ideal of human society, which makes conscience superior to brute strength, the ideal which would substitute freedom for force in the governments of the world.
From the White House in Washington, the President of the United States has spoken in commemoration of Brigadier General Waldemir Chizhinovsky on this Pulaski Day. We take you now to Arlington National Cemetery.
Between the white stone monuments and under the trees of Arlington, a large group of Polish Americans attends the military reburial of that long-neglected soldier in America's Civil War, General Waldemir Chizhinovsky, whose body for years has lain in Greenwood Cemetery in Brooklyn, New York. With bugle and drum, with solemn boom of cannon, the elaborate funeral service has progressed under the eyes of Polish Ambassador to the United States, His Excellency Count Jerzy Potocki, and Brigadier General Dana T. Merrill, commander of the Washington Provisional Brigade, who today, Pulaski Day, represents the Secretary of War of the United States. We now present Major Edwin S. Bettelheim, Jr., United States Field Artillery Reserve.
Ladies and gentlemen, His Excellency, the Polish Ambassador to the United States, Count George Potocki.
Mr. President, General Merrill, ladies and gentlemen, it's a source of gratification to me, as it must be to every Pole and every American of Polish origin, that to the roster of honor of those who, having served the country, sleep in eternal rest at the Arlington National Cemetery, there is added today a Polish name which takes place among the American heroes who have fought for the consolidation and greatness of the nation. General Wojciech Krzyżanowski belongs to those who have carried on the great work of cementing the friendship between Poland and America, begun when Kazimierz Pułaski and Tadeusz Kościuszko came to these shores to defend the rights of a liberty-loving people against the tyranny of foreign oppression. Like they, he has not hesitated to sacrifice his all so that America may prosper. He has deserved well of his adopted country. Poland and America have aided each other in time of the need. We have exchanged heroes at a time when other nations thought of exchanging merchandise. And today, when we stand before the open grave of a Polish general of the American army, our thoughts go back to a similar moment some 15 years ago when at the Polish military cemetery in the city of Lwów, American officers, who as members of the Kościuszko Squadron gave their lives for the freedom of Poland, were buried in Polish soil far away from the distant land. They too fought for a foreign cause which they believed their own. They too have deserved well of their adopted country. United by deeds such as these, our two countries will always be guided by the light of these mutual sacrifices. Savannah, where Pułaski met his heroic death, the Arlington Cemetery, and the Polish Cemetery at Lwów will forever remain landmarks in the history of our two nations as important, as expressive, and as lasting as any treaties or written declarations.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brigadier General Dana T. Merrill, Commanding General of the Washington Provisional Brigade, representing the Secretary of War.
Mr. Ambassador, ladies and gentlemen, it is a great privilege to be present today as a representative of the Secretary of War, to share with others in this ceremony in honor of the memory of so distinguished a soldier, patriot, and leader. No career offers greater inspiration to the citizens of a republic. And yet, but for the caprice of destiny, his distinguished services might have been devoted to his native Poland, and America denied the benefits of his greatness, which we commemorate today. Early in his career, he dedicated himself to the cause of country and freedom. His spirit and courage expressed themselves in the unsuccessful Polish Revolution of 1846, causing him to leave his beloved country and to give his allegiance to America. His love of right and country came with him. His intense devotion to Poland was expressed through the medium of an equally intense and profound devotion to America, his adopted country. A man of great enterprise, when he was 36 years old, he journeyed to Washington to enlist as a private in the war between the states. He sought and was granted authority to organize a regiment of volunteer infantry. Many of his compatriots, and likewise many Danes, Frenchmen, Germans, and Russians, joined the unit. The regiment designated the 58th Volunteer New York Infantry was formally organized October 19th, and with its colonel, departed on November 7th for service with the Army of the Potomac. Under its able leadership, the organization served with distinction through 50 engagements of the war. Today, 50 years after the death of General Gizanowski, America again acknowledges its gratitude and commends again the spirit of achievement of the great defender of its principles.
With the words of Brigadier General Dana T. Merrill, commander of the Washington Provisional Brigade, our Pulaski Day broadcast draws to a close on the green grass of Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. Leading the party of Poles and Polish Americans come to Arlington today from various parts of the country. Polish Ambassador to the United States, His Excellency Count Jerzy Potocki, stands before the open grave of General Waldemir Chizanowski as the reburial service is about to end. Honoring famed Polish General Kazimierz Pulaski, American Revolutionary Hero, as well as Polish General Waldemir Chizanowski, American Civil War Hero, the President of the United States has spoken during the Columbia broadcast from the White House in Washington across the Potomac River from these quiet Virginia hills. As the Polish-American delegations prepare to return to Washington and many hours of celebrating Pulaski Day today, the United States 16th Field Artillery makes ready to fire its salute of 11 guns, honoring the rank of General Chizanowski, whose body today was removed from Greenwood Cemetery in Brooklyn, New York, and reburied with military honors before diplomats and distinguished guests in America's Shrine of the Patriotic Dead, Arlington Cemetery. As the salute is waiting for us to get off the air because our delicate microphones could not stand the shock of the volley of guns and the honor cannon to be fired by the infantry and artillery, this is Bob Trout speaking to you from the Arlington National Cemetery and returning you to our Washington studios.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.